004, Tuesday night. Okay, we learned about Beis Akusei. Yeah, so we're up to Sif Dalet in Pei Gimel. Simon Pei Gimel Sif Dalet. Simon Pei Gimel Sif Dalet. We learned that their Beis Akusei had a din of tsoa. It was like really disgusting. Certainly we're repelled by it. And the room itself, the designated area, was like tzoa. It was full of tzoa. They covered it, but it was like a graf shel rei. We'll learn an ovid shel meirag lion. So it had a din of tzoa. You had to be marchik melo einov in front of you. Dalal amos mimachim shekol areyach from any other side. Mechaber was mekel if it had mechitzos. Mishnah Berurah was machmir. We talked about. The Chazanish seems to view the mechitzos that they were like part of the filth of the Beis Akusei. So Siv Dalid says as follows: Beis Akusei shehu b'chafira, it's made, it's already dug out. The dug out there, it's already dug. Upiv berichuk arba amos min haguma. Who also the madron? It's made on a slant. Binyan shereim is galvil the nofel miyad lemeirachol. So it right away goes to a place where it's covered up, or yeah, covered up with boards, I guess.
What is the second part? Upiv berichuk
arba amos. What upiv? I guess it means the opening where you're sitting. Is berichuk arba amos min haguma, where the hole where it ultimately lands.
Where it's
who also the midron binyan shereim is galgal the nolfa miyad lemeirachol. Not that it sits there. I mean, it could always sit there. It could always a Beis Akusei where it sits, and then people come by. Let's say twice a day, workers go by and cover it over with sand, with dirt. It's still a Beis Akusei. But the point is here, the miyad. So it's never exposed in the designated area. It's not a place full of tzoa. V'chein hamei raglayim yardim miyad leguma kasosum domi. So indeed, it's like it's not a Beis Akusei. Mishnah Berurah explains. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly the technicality. But kasosim domi muta likros bo, even inside. Imein bo reyach ra, imein bo reyach ra. Of course. Hello. Imein bo reyach ra. וגם אין משתינה בו חוץ לגומה, אוקיי? אני יודע, השתונה חוץ לגומה, וואי, אגור, אבו, אם משתינה בו הם לפעמים, הלו? אוקיי. וואי. אגור. My daughter just had a girl. I don't have a conflict with the Zohar, that's the main thing. Also, the Harab member did very Torah. Koshki Likros Kriyashma. Why? We'll see in the Mishnah. Why? Because normally, it's only us. Oh, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah will explain why. What the Hashtana accomplishes. Normally, Beis Akusei means a makom of tzoa. And certainly, near Meraglayim itself, so you're never allowed to say Kriyat Shema. But it's mashma, this has impact on the halachic status of the room. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Why does it have an impact on the halachic status of the area, of the designated area? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Katan Yud Aleph. Kasosum Dami. That's the first din. It's b'chafira and it's b'madron on a slant. There's never rei sitting there. It always falls away to a mekom erachok where it's covered up. So indeed, it's kasosum domi, meaning pirish. Davalei kilu ena mokom as a beis akusei klal. Uvein sheish lo mechitzas malamalo al haguma olo. Oh, the place where you sit. Although, yeah, but it goes to a place where it's covered up right away.
What?
The room is where the person sits. Avolim, oh, okay. Now, Avolim Asinim Ratzloima. Afilu b'shoshen shemayagoyim v'ayim 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 Because of Ataz, we come to the Mechitzes Beis Akisei, as they aim the Mechitzes Beis Akisei, Lachik Nehem, the Kinek Don, the Kinesk Levels of Kotten, hey, that, you have to, that the Mechitzes themselves, if you don't hold like the Mechavers, not only are the Mechitzes don't accomplish what the Mechaber holds they accomplish, but the Mechitzes themselves are part of the problem. If they're not part of the solution, they're part of the problem. The Mechitzes themselves. But the Meraglayim really ain't Yosem in HaTorah, like Kenegad HaKiluach Levad. Meraglayim is only Yosem in HaTorah as it's leaving the body, in the stream that comes out of the body. V'achar Shenofal Al Ha'oretz, Yisur Rakhmed Rabbana. V'ein Mechitzes Eilu Nikron, Bishul Zeh Mechitzes Beis HaKiso. V'nered, Osan HaMakom Shenofal Masos Mokom Yuchad La'ashtona La'kol. V'yadu Asha Osan HaMakom Masrichin Ma'od. Ironically, but okay, so the point is that a Beis HaKisei is not only, it's not like Hilchus Tefillin, Granda. The Tefillin of Beis HaKisei was Dafka Mokum Tzoa. Here, a makom which is designated for Meir Aglayim also has a din of a Beis HaKisei. And that's why the Ramah says that if Mashtinim in this place, so you're right to have the problem. It's not. Now it's much better nowadays. But just even there in Israel, you had a lot of these places. I remember when I was a year. 30 years ago, 35 years ago, he says in the Arab school, still have these things. You walk around in the old city, in the Muslim quarter, you see some. So there's one that's very clean, but there's one that's disgusting. There are people that go traveling, it's not so touching. People that go traveling to places, to other countries. The Far East, they're very not developed. Anyway, so the point is that there's Meir Aglayim hanging around in this designated area, so it's right there, Beis HaKisei, despite that it was fixed up with Abit Soa. But Meir Aglayim also is a problem. So, ironically, you could have in a place that's designated to Meir Aglayim, and therefore it's a Meir Aglayim place, and it's Masriach Ma'od, and it's very Mo'us and Masriach, so you could end up with an Ovid Shal Meir Aglayim, which could be an Issa D'Oraisa, while Meir Aglayim, after it falls to the ground, is an Issa D'Rabbana. V'ayim B'Simen Ayin Tes B'Fim God, who died at the Meir Aglayim on Masriach, when it reaches a certain point in Meir Aglayim, also Yisurim in HaTorah. Something that's soulless, waste products, and is it's breaking down. It's decomposing. No, that's not true. The waste products is decomposed biological matter. It's decomposed. It's rotting matter. It's spoiled matter. It's waste. And so it's masriach. It by nature is a very repelling thing. And so this is d'oraisa to say davar shebekdusha kenegedit. Okay. Sifhei is another type of example. Neyodim sheish lohem safsol makud, benifnim olov, mutar likros kriyashma kenegdo, kivit she'en hatsoa al hanekev, hopefully, v'gam ein hagraf tachas hanekev. So where is it? That's how they had the bathrooms. It was a board. You took away the board. There were seats there. So I don't. Where did the tzoa go? Where did the tzoa go? I didn't grab that from that kid. I mean, right on. I mean, it fell down. Like we can't walk in our room. where it fell a long distance. It fell into a cesspool, actually.
That's
what?
The way that our outhouses are like today, right?
It's far away or it's right there? But that's what he means. Enagraf Tachnagav means right underneath. This is the problem with potty seats. They're like a potty seat. So can you, let's say, okay, potty seats are plastic. It's not so bad. It's the muck and cooler. But it's not partial. You have a potty seat, which a child whose tzoa has a din of tzoa, right, uses. He eats grain already. He eats grain. So even if now it's clean, and it's sitting in your kitchen, because you're trying to toilet train the kid, so it sits in your kitchen, you make a bracha in front of it. This is a portable Beis HaKisei. And it's exactly this case where the graph is Tachas HaNegev. Right? So it's so even if you take away that plastic thing, right, it falls into a plastic, right? You take it away and you dump it. So but it sits there. So the shaila is maybe even the top. You don't cover it up. So that's what we're learning here. It's a problem. So the makom to be mekil is, I guess, that it's plastic. So it doesn't, it's not, of course, it doesn't, it's not disgusting. It doesn't absorb. You keep washing it down. You keep washing it down. It goes into a plastic thing. You basically right away throw it out. Although it's not immediate, it sits there. I couldn't tell you offhand what the poskim today poskim, but that would be a side shot if you can make a bracha in front of a potty where your kid gets toilet trained. They still use potties, and people still use them. So that's like a portable Beis HaKisei. I think the mokum to be mekel there's probably it's plastic. It's like matchis, like the Chazon Ish says about matchis, and you can wash it down, and you do always wash it down. At the bottom here is a case where you sit and it falls, but it falls far away. And they used to put a board on it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what's the most salient factor.
Is it falling more than 4 amos?
I guess so, yeah. So number one is the neck is clean, hopefully. You tell people to be careful. There's a sign up usually, please be careful. And the gam ain't a graph takas a nekev, it falls far away. And the nekev is mechusa b'das. Okay. B'chomi shakar b'mokam shankar and chayz v'kar. We had it a few times already. You read Kriya Shema in a place where you're not supposed to be reading it. So you have to read over again. Okay, let's see. Now the Mishnah Berurah. Sphirole. The ain lo din beis hakisa yoshon. The time alone does of a fun of kumoyena of a filipino mimena watsoa. It's designated to be a Beis HaKisei, but it's like no one ever was nifne there. I would imagine that's the makom kula by a potty also. That's the case by a potty. You basically right away throw out the tzoa. It's only there, b'shas ma'isah. Abel, harbi achronim cholkin olof. What's the difference? Oh, I guess the difference is in Siv Dalid, it went away, and it was right away mechuseh. That's all you have to do to tzoa. You have to be mechaseh. So in Siv Dalid, the tzoa was right away mechuseh. Here it's not right away mechuseh. It sits for a while. So the mechaberot, it's okay, because you have all of these factors. There and it's covered up. When you're not using it, it's covered up. But Avraham Cholkin Olav argue with the Mechaber, who speaks the Eisod in Beis Hakisa Yoshin, Kiman Shenifnin Olav. Kiman Shenifnin Olav. It's not so clear. I guess that's the Mokum Sofik in our bathrooms. The Mokum Sofik in our. It's pretty much a consensus that our bathrooms is not everything of a Beis Hakisa. I guess if you're welcome to be machmir, certainly betocho were machmir, I imagine. We're makil in things like kenegdo, we're makil in things like, I won't say we're makil, there's a makom kula like bringing food into it, like such things. To make a bracha betocho, I don't think we're, maybe to wash your hands from ruach ra, you know, have to be so machmir nowadays, because, but for the betocho we really are machmir. I never heard of anyone actually being matir to make a bracha betocho. See, here's what's not clear, these three words. Kivan shenifnim olav. The nekev where you're sitting, the satsol. The satsol is the place where you're nifnim olav. So in our bathrooms also has a satsol that you're nifnim olav. Teretz says it's pretty, it's also plastic usually. It's always cleaned off. You right away flush. So, the shaila is, if it, is it like Siv Dalet or like Siv Hey? I guess that's the suffix. It's not really like, it's not as perfect as Siv Dalet. The Tzoyo sits there. It's more like Siv Hey, where so many Achayla with the Mechabrim hold it is a Beis HaKisei. On the other end, everything's very antiseptic. There's nothing really moist there. You right away flush. And there it would sit until someone, it would sit there.
Even though he has
it's more like a cesspool. More like a cesspool. The soya would sit there. It just covered up the neck and would adopt. It's okay, so, but it's still a Beis HaKisei. It's not as good as Siv Dalet, where the Tzoya right away went to a Mokum Mechusa. Okay. I didn't really go through what the Akhrenim say about our bathrooms. Okay, Vachin Torek, Lizork, Shereit, Shereit, Shereit. I mean, I know we're Mekel, but we're not Mekel. We're Mekel in the, like, Chumris, we'll call it. I call it Chumris, like Kenegno. Vachin Torek, Lizork, when you want to say Kriya Shema, the Tal Dodesh, Bidusha, no, Habri Akhrenim, Kolki, yes. So therefore, you have to be careful. Sheyotzi HaKisei Mehabayis. You mean, Sifei is Mamash Apari. I didn't realize. I was thinking more of a structure that's Mefubar. Sifei is Mamash an adult body. Because the Mishabura says you should take it out of the house. I didn't chaf. It's like a Mamash Apari. I thought it was something connected to the ground. I was thinking like in Kepogan Avram. Like it was a structure. Mamash, something portable. The Mishabura says take it out of the house. Before you, take it out of the room before you make a bracha. Or cover it up. All the good things. Those houses that have for children parties that you have to cover it up. When you, if you're learning a Saint Krishna, you cover it up. Even though there's no tzoa there now, take it out of the room or cover it up. Especially since the child makes the kisei dirty, usually b'shar shehu nifna. U'kuliyam liyeshul of shame beis hakisei af beis shehu naki. So the Mishabur pretty much says that a child's potty is a problem, and you have to take it out of the room or at least cover it up, even though now it's clean. Maybe I think that in my mind. Maybe there's makilin with plastic, like. Because of their chaim satsul mokum, the masatsul miyuchad liyeshiva, kama ikisa shemiachnu liyeshiva, mechusa bekar. Shatzorach laadobor, there was a regular chair. I don't know, they had a contraption. They had like a cabinet, a chair with a cabinet underneath, and you would sit on it. But when you had to relieve yourself, you would take away the pillow, and lo and behold, there was a hole there. And the cabinet, you now find out what the cabinet is being used for. Yesh lahadir! Likros will his follow the shoshu mechusa bakar, afamein mechusa b'dabracher klau. They don't love shame base hakisei. I am shum taimai. Mayim bir alocha mashim safu b'zev. I would imagine, because we really, in all of these things, of course, if there's a Reach Ra, you can't daven there anyway. So the whole thing we're talking about is really a legal status. We're talking about Mamish assigning a legal status, like we had, like if you say, Harei Zev Beis HaKisei, Vizeh. So there's a Shaila, the legal status is Chal. Mamish, like with your Dibur. So I guess that's his reasoning, that the legal status is not Chal if you use it for Kvias for something else. We use it for something else. We're never talking when the Tzoyah's there or when it's smells. We're not talking about that. Are we talking about the legal status of this item that this should be like Ovid Shel Mei Raglayim, or like Rav Shel Rei, which those are the names of the Kalim that people would be mashed in into, let's say, or relieve themselves into. So those Kalim, because we have a Beis HaKisei, those Kalim have a din of Tzoa also. Rialava says some people had rooms, like bathrooms. There was no plumbing, though. They had like big adult potties in there. And he said that would be where they kept the sperm. He screams, that's where you keep the sperm. That was people's sperm. Okay, we'll stop here. So what's the lesson about our bathrooms? That it's not as good as Sif Dalet. So why aren't we machmir like Sifay? Terence says we are machmir, like the Mishnah Berurah Sifay. We are machmir. I mean, someone would ask me, Shaila, do you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha or speak and learning in a Beis HaKisei? No, not even our Beis HaKisei.
Connected,
it could be Mako probably. That's about it. And a connected with a mechitza with the door closed should be Mako. Connected is Malo Eno. In other words, I have a spot in my house where you could see actually the toilet of the bathroom. Where if you stand connected, you're really looking at the toilet. Actually, I have two rooms in my house. And that small little bathroom in the hallway. So if the door's open, you're staring at the toilet. What? Yeah, low end of is low. In front of you. If it, anything in front. Peripheral vision too. So what are we saying? So I would say if you could see the toilet, you shouldn't make a bracha taka. You should close the door. To go so vite that the mechitzas, especially not in the mitzias, especially like the chazanish, that the mitzias were really actually a problem.
You could alternatively put the lid down.
What?
You could put the lid down.
The lid down, yeah. I'm not possibly now, I want to do a little more research.
Even if he's sifay.
Hello, Einov. You're covering it, but you mean the lid is made to cover it. Yeah, probably putting the lid down would be good enough. Even it's probably a chumrah. Even it's a chumrah even connected, but putting the lid down is certainly. And I don't know. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah says, you mean considering the lid like a kisui, not like a daf. I don't know. Maybe the lid is like a daf, which is the derech to be there, and it's part of the kisei. Unless you say the lid was made to cover it. Why are the lids there? Why are there lids on toilets?
It's meant to go up and down.
Why are the lids? Why are the lids on toilets?
Kitchen.
Anybody? Why is there always a? Why do toilets have lids?
It's about anything falling in the water. Stop anything for anyone falling in the water. They don't always have.
Well, it's the first thing to break. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to do more research. Maybe by tomorrow night I'll have the answer. Closing door, it would be a real chumrah not to daven connected to the door closed. It would be our bathrooms with the door closed would be really a chumrah. There are people who are machmer. I know that.
It's the same thing applied to a bathroom in an airplane.
That always comes up. Bathroom in an airplane. You mean facing it. Yeah. Yeah.
Facing it should be okay, just like a regular bathroom.
Facing it. The other walls. I mean, not the door. Any of the mechitzas. To face the mechitzas. Yeah, why am I hesitating? I don't know.
It's closer.
No, because it's closer. It's more mezuham. the only reason I'm hesitating. It's such an enclosed area, so it really is more of a zoo home.
It's an issue of whether there's a raft.
What?
It's an issue whether there's a raft. Or
yeah, like maybe it's more of a zoo home than our bathroom. Our bathroom is very antiseptic. Okay, the makom to be megill is to is this. It's sifhei. Okay, we'll call it like sifhei. Unless I think there are makilim that the nature of our bathrooms is really like sifdal. It's not like a pot because you immediately flush like it's a svara. It never sits there. Welcome to be Makel and welcome to be Machmer. That's the best I can answer you now. I'll do a little more research when I have them. Welcome to be Makel, welcome to be Machmer. The people of Big Machmer are not crazy. They just could be wrong.
Right. I can see you can't make any kind of general statement.
What?
If you have to make any kind of general statement.